Hello, hello, welcome to How to Learn a Language, the podcast all about how to learn a language. Very much, as you can tell, I'm great at naming things. My name is Lindsay of Lindsay Does Languages, and I am your host for this show and for this episode. And this time we are talking about something I'm really, really excited about. This is how to handle unsolicited advice and how not to accidentally give it as well. There's a few reasons I'm talking about this. We'll get into in just a minute. But overall, if you want to become a better language learner, a big part of that is self-compassion. And as you'll see as we go through today's episode, kind of being able to then understand more about why we do things as individuals and why other people do things the way they do too. And so I have a free video training all about why self-compassion is your greatest language learning strength. You're going to love it. It is really the start to opening up to learning languages better, because, you know, otherwise you just think, oh, I'm going to try this thing, and then the thing doesn't work, and then you feel bad for yourself and you blame yourself without self-compassion. So you need this first step, and you can sign up right now. The link is in the description, in the show notes, and enjoy. All right, let's get into today's episode then. So do you want to know how to handle unsolicited advice and how to not accidentally give it? We are going to explore this topic and how it shows up in language learning. The thing is, it's never fun to receive unsolicited advice. It doesn't make people like you when you give it. It doesn't make you feel good when you receive it. So why is this still a thing? Why do some people feel compelled to correct? And I want to dig into this as thoughtfully as I can in this episode and to try and see things from both sides. So the person receiving unsolicited advice, and this one I can relate to a lot more, I hope, and the person giving it. I relate less to this, but I do want to try and be open-minded and try and consider why people give unsolicited advice. And there's a few reasons I wanted to talk about this topic, unfortunately. Firstly, I am bored of people thinking it's okay to attempt to correct people's grammar and waste their time responding to my emails to try and do so, for one example. Language evolves, it changes. I didn't call 999 for the grammar police. If I need you, I'll call you. It's all good, don't you worry, right? Secondly, very, very recently, someone told me about how they were rudely interrupted by someone not in their conversation to correct their grammar and their use of language. And that sucks that this wasn't the first time that I've heard stories like this. And finally, and this is the really big reason, the one that personally for me, because this happened to me, really made me, right, we need to talk about this in a blog, we need to talk about this in an episode of How to Learn a Language. Okay, and that is that I am training for Istanbul Marathon right now. I am not immune to having had to respond to sexist, derogatory, or condescending comments when doing sport in the past. It sucks, but overall, it makes me stronger. But the thing that really got me was one morning very recently, I went for a fast run as part of that marathon training. So lots of it is like long, slow runs, and then once a week you're supposed to go and run fast. And that's the bit I'm not very good at. But I do my best, right? So I do my little fast run. And there is this great looking outdoor gym that, I'll be honest, I've always been a little bit intimidated to use, because mostly when I go past, there's at least one kind of muscly looking guy's there. Their dogs are tied on a lead. I feel like, oh, what if the dog barks? What if, oh no. It just feels a bit intimidating, right? So I've never really had the chance to give it a go. And that's on me, of course. You know, I'm sure that I could walk up and it would be fine. Of course, maybe that would be the case. And maybe I shouldn't judge because I'm seeing the scary looking dog and I'm thinking, oh, you look like you know what you're doing. And of course, that's on me. Well, this morning, there was just one guy there, so I felt, okay, so I'm safe enough to give this a go. So I'm like, yeah, let's go. I've done my little fast run. I'm dressed for it, because a lot of the time I go past, I've been for a walk, so I'm not even dressed for it, right? But I'm dressed, I'm in my running clothes. So 1 minute in, and I know this because I ambitiously, I now know, set my watch to strength training timer. He came over and tried to show me how I should be using the equipment. I politely told him I was following the graphic to do a slightly different exercise to what he had decided was necessary to demonstrate to me. But 2.5 minutes again, and I know because I saw my watch and I stopped my watch, I walked away. I had to. I was feeling so angry. We hadn't made eye contact. We hadn't said hello. We hadn't even like smiled at each other. And that means also this is like an outdoor gym that is all facing one way. So he must have been watching me to know that I was doing it in his mind wrong, which is uncomfortable considering it's all facing the one way. He's had to intentionally turn his head to see what I'm doing. And this was a classic example of unsolicited advice. I know that some people might be listening and thinking, oh, it's mansplaining. I don't like to use the word mansplaining because I feel that unnecessarily genders it, in my opinion. People that give unsolicited advice can come in all genders. But all of this just makes my blood boil. And that morning in particular really didn't feel good. It's just not a good feeling. So I wanted to make sure that something good comes out of that, which is why I'm talking to you about it here today, because unfortunately this does happen and it happens with language learning too. And I want to make sure that that conversation is opened and we can discuss this without it becoming an A versus B, a one side or the other argument, which, you know, many topics become in our modern times. So let's talk first of all about how unsolicited advice shows up for language learners. Number one, people correcting your grammar when you didn't ask. Policing people's grammar does not make you a good user of the language yourself or a better user of the language than the person who you are correcting. It does not preserve the language the way that you've grown accustomed to. It does not encourage more people to give language learning a go. What it does do is make people feel embarrassed, belittled, unintelligent, patronized, angry. And when we feel those things, we are then feeling shame. We're feeling like we don't belong. And we're feeling like maybe this language learning thing isn't for me. I'm gonna stop there, right? And I think we can agree that none of these are productive emotions for successful language learning and, quite frankly, for relationships with fellow humans. Here is why it is actually pointless to correct people's grammar and language use. It is inevitable that when a language is used, it will change. Think about how the most common verbs in a language are always the irregular ones, right? And it is a pain when we're learning a language, but there's good reason why they're the irregular ones. They're used all the time, so they have more chances to be morphed, to be adapted into something that flows better, that cuts bits out, all of that stuff. So that's the first point here, right? Is that language changes. Secondly, there are multiple varieties of every language. They are all valid. Often, when people correct English grammar, for example, what they're doing is favouring a dominant group variety. And what this does is diminishes the value of lesser known, lesser documented, or lesser respected varieties. And often, these people, these speakers of these varieties, are marginalised groups. So when you correct people's language use and it's unsolicited, you are perhaps unintentionally, but you're doing it anyway, devaluing an often already devalued language variety. And sure, sometimes mistakes are just mistakes, a wrong word here and there, grammar use that doesn't fit with any current language variety, it happens. But consider this, if you understand what you are hearing or reading enough to understand what you think the quote-unquote correct grammar should be, then you understood it. That's it. That's enough. That's all you need. So why bother? The second way this shows up is people suggesting how you should learn a language. Again, when you didn't ask. If I've said this once, I've said this a million times. There is no one method or system to successfully learn languages. You do not necessarily need immersion in a country. You do not need to choose between comprehensible input and full exposure speaking or any other A versus B language technique. You see someone share how they're learning a language and that works for them and they're not asking for advice about what to change. It's all good. No unsolicited advice needed. Let people do what is working, even if it's different from your choices. And thirdly, people telling you which language to learn when you didn't ask. At first, I thought this one might be a little bit rarer, maybe more of an online thing, right? I've had countless YouTube comments and emails, etc., telling me I should learn this language and that language. So I figured, oh, it's probably just a consequence of excited native speakers or learners who want to see your experiences with a language that they're familiar with. Okay, I can see that. But then the more I thought about it, the more I figured that everyone can probably relate to this, because think about when you tell your second uncle twice removed at that family wedding that you're learning Quechua. Quechua? Why on earth are you bothering with that? You should use your skills to learn Chinese. That's the future. Ugh. And I know that this is mostly innocent throwaway comments, but it can add unnecessary pressure and questioning to a previously content language learner. That's not what we want. So there are multiple ways, as we've seen. These are just three examples, but there could be something else right now that you're thinking of. Oh yeah, it's like that time when that person did that thing and gave me that unsolicited advice in my own language learning. Let me know if that's the case, how this has shown up for you and what it was. I'd love to hear from you. Do feel free. You can email me lindsay@doeslanguages.com. But I also want to consider why people give unsolicited advice. Let's try and be fair, right? Because firstly, they could genuinely be trying to be helpful. So perhaps that man at the outdoor gym thought I would hurt myself. So I have to acknowledge that maybe he was trying to save me from injury. It doesn't make it easier to deal with in the moment. It feels embarrassing. It feels patronizing. And my response was to leave, because I then didn't want to be there anymore. And as I walked away, I couldn't decide if I was more mad at him for giving his unsolicited advice or more mad at myself for leaving when I had a right to stay there. And it's probably a bit of both, to be fair. But trying to consider in, you know, sort of retrospect after it happened, I thought maybe he was trying to be helpful in the only way he knew how. It's possible that people have just learned what they're sharing recently. So maybe when people are quite excited to share their unsolicited advice with you, it's because they were making the same, perhaps presumed, mistakes recently too. When I was watching Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet for the first time since school, I instantly had to text my sister to tell her that Ross and Monica's mum from Friends plays Romeo's mum. I was like, ah, this is new information for me. So I can understand that urge to share our newly learnt knowledge with others. And of course, perhaps they just want to be friendly. In adulthood, it isn't always easy to approach people or to make friends. And for some people, maybe this is their skip the small talk way of attempting to do that. Again, it's not easy to remember this in the moment, but I can, in retrospect at least, bring myself to accept that this is a possibility. So we've had our little rage moment of receiving the unsolicited advice. We've had a chance to cool down and consider why perhaps people have given it. Let's now talk about how to respond to unsolicited advice. Number one, a polite thank you, but I'm doing it this way. And this is the easiest way because it typically requires the least follow-up. It's not rude, so it doesn't conflict with our human desire to be kind and to save face either. And you can let people say what they need to say, thank them briefly, and just continue what you were doing. That's the easiest way, just to kind of thank you, nod, carry on with what you were doing. If they then choose to return to you and say, no, I told you to do it this way, what are you doing? Then maybe you can perhaps, that's the time to be a little bit more firm, right? But I think we can go in first of all with a more gentle approach, a less kind of presumptuous approach, right? Just a little bit more friendly. Let's keep things nice and cool. Secondly, go in with a deferring topic. So to take the spotlight off of what you were doing, it can be helpful to defer the conversation to a different topic. So try thanks. How are you getting on with your language learning? Right? Or if I'm at the outdoor gym, oh, thank you. What are you doing on that bit of equipment? You know, right? Just something different there. Oh, thanks. What are you training for? Right? So thanks. How are you getting on with your language learning? And maybe they'll say, great, I'm an incredible language genius, which is why I give unsolicited advice, because everyone needs to know it. But really, it's more likely they'll either keep things brief. Oh, yeah, good, thanks. or it will become a deeper conversation. So there's a chance here to just veer off topic and distract the conversation from your big mistake that needed correcting. And of course, ignore it. So what I don't recommend is responding angrily or aggressively. We never know someone's circumstances or what kind of day they've had up to that point. And I don't find this a helpful response in most situations. Instead, if you do find that you want to scream back to your unsolicited advice giver, just try to ignore it, perhaps even walking away to allow yourself that time to calm down and not say or do anything that you'll regret. So for example, if we're talking about responding to an unhelpful comment online, walk away from the computer, put your phone down, think on your words before responding. You'll always respond more mindfully with reflection than in that moment when the anger is still bubbling up, right? And finally, I want to share how to not accidentally give unsolicited advice. So as we've discussed, there are ways that, you know, there are reasons why people might give unsolicited advice. And I think when we accept that, we can realize, oh, maybe I've done this too, right? And maybe we all have. So firstly, consider if it will actively save someone from a risky situation. None of us are immune to accidentally giving unsolicited advice. And yes, even if you feel that you're always on the receiving end and would never treat someone else that way, it can happen. So the first thing to consider when dispensing advice in general is whether someone is at risk. And that might sound extreme. And in a language learning context, often this makes things seem kind of trivial. The thing that we want to give our unsolicited advice about, and we think, is that person at risk? No, not really. Then we can hold back, right? So this is good because then we've avoided giving unsolicited advice. So for example, will someone be so dangerously misunderstood if they make that pronunciation mistake? Most cases, no, things are going to be fine. But if you know that the one way of pronouncing that vowel makes it a word that they're going for, and the other way, the way that they're currently saying it, is the worst swear-filled insult possible in that language, then yeah, that could be a good time just to politely share what you know. Second, consider if it is relevant and helpful. So when someone tells you that they are enjoying and making progress and they're happy with using apps to learn a language, it's not exactly crucial that they know that you read a thing once last week that said, language apps are trash. Keep it to yourself if it won't help someone. There's no reason to open up that negative dialogue with that unsolicited advice. And finally, if after considering these things, you do decide, yeah, I do want to share what I know with this person, ask. Ask if someone wants your advice first. If that person in the outdoor gym had come over and said, can I show you a way to do what you're trying to do? Then maybe inside I would have been feeling like, no, thank you. But even if I'd said, okay, then I'm open to it. I've invited that. Whereas I can still say, no, I'm okay, thank you. Thank you though, right? So finally, if you do decide that someone definitely could benefit from your advice, ask if they want it first. It's really simple. And that way it's not unsolicited. And I know that sometimes it's difficult to say no if someone asks a question like that. Can I give you some advice? No. And there's gentler ways, of course. Can I give you some advice? No, it's okay. Thank you, though. I'm doing okay at the moment. That's a, you know, a gentle, softer way to just get rid of the unsolicited advice that is now being questioned politely to you. However, I do find for myself that if I end up saying yes, then I'm able to take it with more of a pinch of salt when someone has asked first. If you want to take it on board, it's easier when you've agreed to hear it. And if you don't, then it's easier to dismiss it without anger, without embarrassment. And as for the advice giver, it can feel better knowing that you're not butting in when you're not wanted. Oh, so there we go. That is everything that I wanted to say on unsolicited advice and how to handle it, how not to give it accidentally, and how it all relates to language learning. I really do want to hear your thoughts on this topic because it's something I've not spoken about or heard people really talk about that much in language learning. And so, yeah, if there's something that has come up for you, do feel free to reach out and let me know at lindsay@doeslanguages.com. The email will be in the show notes below as well. And as I mentioned at the beginning, all of this stuff is all about understanding ourselves better. And one of the most important things that we need for that with language learning is self-compassion. So I have a free video training for you. It's called Why Self-Compassion is Your Greatest Language Learning Strength. You can access this right now and watch it straight away. So all you need to do is visit the link in the show notes below and you'll be able to opt in and see all of that stuff. And then, yeah, enjoy the video and enjoy thinking more about your own language learning. I'm looking forward to being back with you very, very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day and I'll speak to you then. Thank you. Bye.